body of a human. Necktie so tight and righteous that no oxygen can pass through him. Pumping his fist up until it pops into a new man. All is well, he's not going to hell, he's wearing God's own shoe brand. With wooden frame, translucent triangles of emptiness fixated onto the sides, filled only by the blessing that keeps him from flying. And some of us are floating, flying 35,000 feet above Earth's surface, living in constant fear of whatever possible direction gravity works in. Forget what's pertinent to survival. Why is survival so pertinent? I guess I just don't understand where the circle begins and where the circle ends. I am some form of existence, and that's about all I trust in. I've been receiving an honorable education since the age of 3, and I still know nothing. So we must stand up top our stolen snow-capped mountains and hurl apples at their heads until they answer all fill-in-the-blank multiple-choice questions. By swallowing your bread and wine down the wrong pipe, you ensure nothing but your own suffocation, forcing wine and bread down the throats of others and passing it off as sanctions. Thanks for showing me all the useless floating anecdotes. Let's put these plastic bags over our faces and throw away the antidotes. And it goes, regardless which one of us animals is having a bad hair day. There's no successive shots of camera stills for which to leaf through. You've got poison on your fingers and it's too late to teach you. I lick the residue off my hands cause of this goddamn sweet tooth. It's the day of the dead underneath each roof. But I'm sorry my personal preacher said that I couldn't keep you. I see here both hate and fear carved within this heart into this tree trunk. Ask where one's eyes have been, apparently not upon the horizon, and as far as the eyes can see, they're riding into the sunset. But this piece of cinematography is not done yet, and so they write sequels about all sorts of people, each piece worse than its predecessor. I tattoo geometric patterns onto my face in this booth of confessions, writing the line 100 times upon the blackboard. I am no worse or better than any of these peasants. It's the day of the dead, and I'm expecting no presents. It's the day of the dead, and I'm expecting no presents.